So we usually start the Friday evenings with a peaceful 30 minutes of meditation. It's a wonderful thing to put into the evening. Sometimes the people say, can we meditate at the end rather than the beginning? But sometimes the end is too many questions. It's nice to be able to spend a little time making the mind peaceful and quiet. Not only is it the heart of Buddhism, but it's also one of the most therapeutic things you could do. Increases your health, increases your mental health, and even as many of you might know, research in the United States done by a Harvard professor shows it even actually increases the capacity of your brain. You actually get more brain, your cortex gets thickened, which means more gigabytes between the ears after you meditate. Literally. So this is going to make you a cleverer, smarter person. So if you'd like to close your eyes and prepare to have your brain expanded. This only works when we meditate properly. To meditate properly, I mean being gentle, being kind, being careful. And we're careful and kind, first of all, to our body. Sometimes it might surprise you just how violent we can be to our body, how uncaring. We don't pay enough attention to it. We're so busy doing other things. But now, we put all our attention, the beginning of this meditation, onto our physical body. To ask yourself how you're sitting, and can you make your posture more comfortable? Many of the aches and pains in life come from a poor posture. And don't think that there must be some absolutely correct posture which is best for everybody. For example, I was always taught when I started meditating to have an erect back, almost like a 90-degree angle. But read in some paper recently that actually that sitting vertically upwards is not the best. 115 degrees, they said. Slightly leaning back is the best, according to doctors. Anyhow, you feel what's best for you. If you wish to adjust your posture to make it that little bit more comfortable, please do so. And when the body is comfortable, we can let it go. And now we focus on the first stage of meditation, which we call present moment awareness. Just being now. Being in the mind into the present moment. So we deliberately avoid anything to do with the past, as well as anything to do with the future. We make this resolution to guard our mind from the past and the future. It doesn't matter what's happened, where you've come from. We leave all that to disappear. So we are free from the past. And we don't wish to burden ourselves with thoughts of the future, because this is rest time. It's like the holiday in the center of time, called now. With persistence, we'll find we can stay in that present moment. And memories of the past and thoughts of the future stop coming in to disturb you. But when you do come into the moment, please appreciate it, value it. Only when it's worthwhile, it's seen to be worthwhile, will you stay there. Just being in the moment. Bringing all the focus into the now. Whatever's happening now, this is what we allow in. And going deeper into the silence of the mind. When we know what's happening without giving it a name, without having an inner conversation. The talker inside is allowed to become silent. just relaxing so much, calming the inner world so completely, there's hardly any thoughts. If you wish to focus on the breath now, taking that calm mind and focusing it on one thing, knowing the breath as it goes in, knowing the breath as it goes out, not placing that awareness on any particular spot in the body, but just knowing the breath wherever it happens to manifest. As you let all other experiences disappear and focus, center, put the breath as the main focus of your attention. So it's close to the end of the meditation now. Before we finish, it's always good to reflect on how you feel. What's it like inside your mind? Just so you can remember the effect of meditation. The beautiful feeling of peace, openness, comfort inside. And know what brings this comfort about, this inner contentment. By appreciating the effect which meditation has on you, that is the greatest encouragement to meditate more and more. So you can take this beautiful feeling, develop it, and make it an important foundation of your life, for your happiness and well-being, and that of others. So I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times as usual. So please listen to every sound from the gong, and only when the 3rd sound from the gong starts to disappear, only then open the eyes to come out for meditation.